Now, reporters at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel investigated a veterans home in Racine County and found it has among the most violations and federal fines of all the Medicare and Medicaid certified vets homes in the country. Veterans homes can be more affordable than regular care facilities and are intended to be a place where veterans can connect with each other about their experiences. But according to this Journal Sentinel investigation, the state veterans home at Union Grove is among the most troubled nursing homes in the state, ranking the top 10% for the most violations, with three times more violations than the average home. Daphne Chen is a data and investigations reporter for the Journal Sentinel, and John Diedrich is an investigative reporter there. I talked to them earlier today about their reporting. First of all, John, what led the two of you to investigate Union Grove?
So we got some calls from family members who were concerned about the care of their loved ones, specifically Luann Krall, whose husband Randy died after a number of years of problems there, and her story is detailed in there. We also heard concern from a number of volunteers who were seeing substandard care, and so all those things led us to this investigation.
And Daphne, you looked into reported violations and fines at these kinds of facilities around the country. How did Union Grove in particular stack up?
Yeah, so we sliced the data a couple different ways. And whether you look at the raw number of violations, whether you look at how many they had per inspection, or whether you even look at how many citations they had compared to the average in the state, this facility was always in the top 10, sometimes even higher, top two, top three. So we felt that, you know, it was worth writing about.
And Daphne, what kinds of violations and fines were most common among those?
They had violations for all sorts of things. A lot of it was medication mistakes, things like dehydration, even complaints of abuse allegations, which always get investigated.
John, you talked to many of the veterans there and their families. You mentioned Randy Krall's story. Can you share his story and what he experienced at Union Grove?
Yeah, so Randy was a Navy veteran, had diminished health in recent years, and they thought Union Grove would be a great place to go because they lived in the area. His wife, Luann, shares how there were problems really from the beginning. He had been there almost 4 years. There were problems in there with medication mistakes, with unexplained scratches, bumps, bruises, falling, things of this nature. In the end, the biggest thing that came up, and this preceded Randy's death, was a case of dehydration. Daphne talked about that. This is the experts or the doctors in this case that were looking at his case. They estimated that he was at least 24 hours without liquids, he was rushed to the hospital. And they were not even able to get a urine sample from him at the emergency room. He ended up returning to Union Grove and he passed away not too long after that. There was a investigation into this, a complaint and investigation, they were fined for this, for the dehydration issue, which had come up with other veterans as well, that they describe how it's difficult just to get water there.
Daphne, a lot of operations, businesses, institutions of various kinds saw problems starting with the pandemic. As I understand your reporting, this started even before then. What did you see when it came to trends over time of complaints about violations at Union Grove?
Yeah, so our data goes back further than the pandemic. It starts in 2015. And for whatever reason, a lot of people said that they saw the slide in care beginning around this time. A lot of nursing homes struggled with staffing. They struggled with infection control during the pandemic, but this predated that time period.
John, what do we know about what's going on? Why this is happening?
Well, there's been a real issue of short staffing. As Daphne mentioned, it's a problem throughout the country in this industry. But there is something different with Union Grove in the leadership. That's been a big red flag. So 5 leaders in 5 years, lots of turnover at that high level. And that's one of the things that the state has not been able to get a handle on. The Evers administration, they're the ones who oversee this. They're funded by federal dollars, but state veterans homes are overseen by the states. And this has been a struggle for the state to find a stable leadership there. And from what we hear, that really has hampered care, employee morale, a lot of issues with forced overtime. There has to be coverage, so with short staffing. But it goes beyond that with leadership turning over so often.
We're talking to John Diedrich and Daphne Chen from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, looking at the Union Grove Veterans Home, complaints about quality of care there and possible solutions. Daphne, as we compare the kinds of violations you mentioned at Union Grove with others around the country, Union Grove stands out when it comes to numbers, as you were saying earlier. Does it seem like the more egregious problems, more serious problems, are more common at Union Grove compared to, again, the norm for these facilities?
I might have to punt this one to John. John?
So in terms of the violations, we did see the most serious violation, the immediate jeopardy violation that was hit with Union Grove. And that was in the middle of the pandemic with failure to control the spread of COVID-19. Also abuse violations. There are also less serious violations. And as we look at other homes, specifically in Wisconsin, we see some of those serious violations as well, but the number, the sheer number, and when we look at the in terms of the serious, the federal government numbers this as far as seriousness, that Union Grove has more of those serious violations. To be sure, they have some less serious violations as well. But the ones that are really concerning to the regulators are, as Daphne mentioned, the abuse and this infection control issue that they had during the pandemic.
Now, John, you talked to various state officials, both in the Veterans Department, in the state legislature, and elsewhere. What kind of things are you hearing from them?
Well, from the State Department of Veterans Affairs, they oversee this series of three homes in Wisconsin. They laid out a whole series of efforts that they've been engaged in to try to hire and retain staff, to include a bump in pay, not a big one, but a bump in pay, some other steps to try to advertise and recruit. I mean, it's very similar to what other nursing homes are doing. They're trying to step that up at this point because it just seems as if they're in a situation where people are overworked and they're leaving and they just can't get people to come. And as they're short staffed, they just can't get people to fill in. As far as state lawmakers, Robin Voss and Senator, he's the Assembly Speaker, and Senator Van Wingard, they both represent this district. They're concerned. They've been talking to volunteers and family members as our reporting went on, and they expressed a lot of frustration that the situation hasn't changed. And, you know, what we're waiting for now is to hear from the governor and from others in leadership to be able to say, well, what can be done? And, you know, again, this is one of those situations where the federal government has the money that's going into it, but they don't oversee it, and the state oversees it. So it's a little bit of a tricky situation as far as oversight. And I think that's where there is a push across federal and state government to improve accountability and ultimately the care for these veterans.
And Daphne, as we move ahead, what are you watching for next on the story, or what kind of data are you hoping to find that might not be as readily available?
Yeah, we have lots of follow-ups planned. I mean, one thing that is interesting is that a lot of the data is actually still in the middle of being updated. So there are a couple more citations that are not in the federal data yet that we know have been issued against Union Grove. There are follow-ups regarding, you know, food was a huge issue that people mentioned. I think every person that John interviewed had mentioned the quality of the food there. And we're getting lots of tips about other nursing homes as well. So those will be some of the follow-ups.
We'll leave it there for now. Daphne, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
And John, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it.
Daphne Chen and John Diedrich are with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. They talked to us about their reporting on violations reported at the Wisconsin Veterans Home in Union Grove.